Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. Before we get into this episode, I just want to go over a little housekeeping. All right, guys. Right now, you'll find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm also going to be way more active now on YouTube. I've been hinting at some things, and I'm finally narrowed it down to what I want to do. So I want to break it down to you right now on YouTube. I will be downloading all reaction episodes from here on out. You guys seem to be loving every reaction episode I put out, and every quick hitter episode I put out are off the charts, both of them. So I will start with reaction episodes, and I will probably start putting quick hitters on there as well. Fantastic. The response you guys have been giving me lately is off the charts, and I just want you guys to know I really, really appreciate your support. So with that, go to YouTube and like and subscribe, and also go to Spotify and leave a star review. Hopefully it's a 5-star review. Follow there as well, and hit me up on the DM, and I will send you new stickers. And I have wrist bracelets, the ones that old Lance Armstrong used to have, but they are blue with the Michigan Maniac on it. And let's face it, this is the football rant, but we are all Michigan Maniacs. I will do that for free. You just got to hit me up, let me know where I need to send them, and I will do it for just simply thanking you for supporting me. Also, if you go to Spotify in the bio, you can hit the voicemail. Voicemail Mondays is going to be a thing. Please leave your voicemail, and I will create a whole episode around whatever voicemails I get. If I don't get any voicemails, it'll continue just to be Ask Me Anything. Either way, I'm hoping that you guys get involved. I want to be more retro. I want to be more active with you guys. Okay. Also, you go to the bio in Spotify, and you can support this podcast for a mere $4.99 a month. I think there's three options: 99 cents, $4.99, and $9.99. Either one, I really don't care. Either one you want, you go ahead and support this podcast, and it will allow me to buy shirts, hats, and all the other stickers and bracelets that I can pay for. That's all I want to do is just give back to the Maniac Society that has been so good to me. So I appreciate you guys. Go through all this. If you can, let me know, and I will give back to you as much as I possibly can. Thank you so much for being the greatest audience ever. I mean, you guys have been fantastic. To me, you will always be the silent majority. There's a few of you I hear from constantly, but the numbers have just been increasing, and it is fantastic. It is getting to the point, it's getting to the point where we are almost pre-COVID numbers, and that's exciting. And I have only you to thank. So thank you very much, guys. Once again, go to YouTube, go to Spotify, like and subscribe on both, leave a review on both. Hit me up on the DMs, and I will send you new stickers and new rubber bracelets. You go and support me on the bio in Spotify. Pick any one of the three that is offered, and I will also send you a hat. Once the new hats come out, I want you to pick which one, and I will send them out. I just want to make you guys happy. That's all I want to do. So I hope we can just crush it. And I hope you love this week's episode. Holy mother effing moly. Welcome to the reaction episode. The game. The game. Holy shit, this was amazing. Amazing. I don't even think I wrote down stats. I don't know if I wrote down anything. At one point in time, I literally had zero written on my notes page. Now, this was the best. I know this episode's probably going to be all over the place, But holy crap, we did it again. Again! For all you old heads like me, you remember the 90s. You remember when this was the thing we did every year for 13 years. We had beat them like we were 12-1 or something like that against them. Oh, and it feels so good. Just remember how bad 2020 felt. Just go back and remember how bad 2020 felt. And just know that if it wasn't for that season, like I said, the great cleansing of 2020, we wouldn't be here right now. 2020 made all this possible. It changed whoever Harbaugh was, whatever he was doing, it changed and it put us on a trajectory. I mean, what are we, 24-2? 24-2! In the last two seasons, 24-2. And more importantly, 2-0 against that awful fucking stupid team up down. Oh my God. Oh, we did it. We did it. There's going to be thoughts I might not finish because all these other thoughts are cramming right through my brain. Oh my God. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. I got to figure out how to do this because I can just keep saying unbelievable and a lot of curse words for about 30 minutes. And I don't think any of you will, you'll all be cursing with me, I would hope. But oh my gosh. Wow. 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 Okay, so first of all, I like to watch games with a delay. So this way I can cut through all the baloney commercials, right? And I do it in a way that isn't really keeping with suspense. You know, it never kills me to have, first of all, it never kills me when spoiler alerts are mentioned in any type of show. I don't mind having something spoiled, I guess. I don't mind it at all because I like the journey, right? If I know the end result, I like to see how the characters get to the end of it, right? I don't really care about the unpredictability of it. I just like the journey. And especially if I know what the end is, because then I can prepare myself for it, right? That's how I do these football games. And I'm watching, and you know, no one's super impressed with that first quarter, right? And I'm watching on a delay, and I'm checking ESPN every once in a while to see what the current score is. And I got to give a shout out to a fellow, and I mean just a hardcore Michigan Maniac podcast fan and one that I truly appreciate. Like all of you, I appreciate you all, but this guy always great conversations. And Isaiah, I get this message on IG and it says, just takes one. And I'm like, uh-oh, what happened? I'm like, it just takes one. So I reply, I can't even remember what I replied at this time. So I go and check, right? And then now I'm waiting to see what happened. And it was a downfield pass. That beautiful pass to, well, the first one wasn't even that big of a deal. It was just the fact that it happened. You get that big play, that first big play. And I told you guys, it just takes one downfield pass, one big play from the passing game, and it's all going to break open. I know I told you that. I don't know in which episode I told you that, but I know I told you that because I had to be reminded that I even said it by Isaiah. So huge props, Isaiah. Thank you, buddy. You are the best. Thank you for alerting me to my greatness sometimes. You're the best. But all it took was one, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one. It was a dream. This has been, I don't know if anybody could have written a script, a movie script, sticking on spoiler alerts and all this, of the Michigan, of a football movie. This is like Remember the Titans times a million. Right. Obviously, take out of the racial strife and all that kind of stuff. Right. But remember that it's the replacements. It's every great sports movie you've ever seen in your life. And it's better. It's better. And when they write the movie, which they should start at 2020, that season and go forward.
But I mean, JJ, highly touted, struggled all season, right? Good, had great beginning. The wide receivers and him could not get on the right page. And then finally, all these other announcers, commentators, podcasts, they were all like, listen, now at some point in time, JJ's great, but he's going to have to win him a game. He's going to have to do something. He's going to win him a game. He's got to. If he's going to prove that he's the five star and that he's everything that Michigan thinks he's going to be, he's got to win them a game. And oh boy, did he pick the right mother effing game to do it! Oh my God! 263, four touchdowns, three passing, one running. Everything that you've ever wanted JJ McCarthy to be, everything you've wanted our passing game to look like, everything you wanted our running game to look like, all happened in this one beautiful day, this one amazing day where we just took it from them. We took it from them. And we stared at them as we did it, and there was nothing they can do about it. There was nothing. And it's probably even sweeter that we have our struggles in the first half, right? And then we just shut the door on everyone in the second half, right? And everybody can complain, or all the doubters can doubt. Oh, well, they can do that. You know, it's easy to go 103 in the second half against, you know, Iowas or the Indianas of the world, you know, when you beat up on the bad teams. You know, it's easy to do that. The Michigan States, those loseless homer, those homeless losers is what I'm trying to say. Those felons, those morons, those future convenience store workers. All the, you know, it's easy to do that against Michigan State, where combined IQ of that whole team is four. We get it. You can do that against the stupid teams that are coached by pawn shop owners or, you know, the perverts of the world and Tom Allens, all that kind of stuff, right? Oh, the big chili cook-off eaters and Brett Bielema's. You know, you can do that, right? You can do that. But can you do it against the number two team in the nation? The whole country just sticking, cramming as much of the Ohio you know what in their throat just to prove to the world, just to tell them how much they love Ohio. Can you do it against Ohio? Oh, and Jesse Minter, that beautiful little prepubescent little bastard. Love that little dude. Oh my God. He just stares at him and says, yes, I can do whatever the F I want because I'm the greatest Michigan defensive coordinator in the history of Michigan football. That's right. I couldn't even name you any other defensive coordinators in the history of Michigan football outside the ones for Harbaugh. And I've been a fan since 83. I can't do it. But you know who I do know? Jesse Mother Effing Minter. That's right, Jim Knowles. What a joke, Jim Knowles. Well, you're gonna get into Jim Knowles and Ryan Day real quick, but woo, Jesse Minter, you son of a bitch. You took that high-powered offense in Ohio State and only gave him 3 fucking points in the second half. That's all you get. Enjoy your little morsels of bologna. Here it is, you stupid idiots. Ooh, you see that, you big fat white-faced bastards? Eat it all up. Ooh, there's your 3 points. Ooh, yummy, yummy, yummy. They looked like they had quit by the third quarter. Oh my God, what a great game this has been. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful game. You could not have, in my brain, I could not have told you that it was going to look like this. I knew we were going to win. All right. Not like everybody else. I knew we were going to win. I called it. I said 31-21, and for a while, it looked like I was going to be right. For a while, but I'm so glad I was wrong. So glad I was wrong. Oh, to watch, like my brother Austin calls Donovan Edwards, the sports car that's always broken down. A broken down sports car is what he calls him. Just because when that guy's up and running, he is dangerous, but he breaks a lot. But oh my God, dude, what I mean. Jim Knowles, this isn't the Big 12, son. You're not playing sorry teams like TCU or Baylor or, you know, the dreaded Kansas teams. You're playing Big Ten mother effing football, and you can suck it with your stupid tweets. What possesses a defensive coordinator? What, seriously, he definitely has the arrogance of an Ohio State team. or a coaching staff. He definitely has the arrogance. And what we've noticed out of the Ryan Day era, he has the coaching ability too, the coaching acumen, because they stink. But here, the arrogance to be like, oh yeah, Michigan, we got something for you. You've been warned. We've been warned what? No one's ever heard of putting eight dudes in the box before. Ooh, shocker. No one ever knew. No, oh boy, you're going to put eight people in the box to try and stop the run? You mad genius? Oh, I can't believe you're doing that. Eight in the box. Oh, what a genius. You're so amazing. They should create a whole... throw out the Broyles Award. Give it to, just rename it the Knowles Award, everybody. Broyles Award, nobody. Schmishy, schmishy, moosh, moosh. I don't even know what I'm saying at this point. But the Knowles Award is what it's going to be called, because this moron decided, ooh, he found eight in the box. Ooh, is that kind of like the Saturday Night Live dick in the box that everybody's been talking about? Because it's about as effective. I'll tell you that much right now. Holy moly. Can you be any more arrogant? Well, that's right up there with we're going to hang 100 on you. Huh there, Ryan Day? You little mousy-looking loser. Oh, what a day. What a day. This is the greatest day. I don't know what feels better. I mean, last year was the great sigh of relief that we did it, right? It was like, holy crap, we did something that we could have, that I almost gave up thinking that we could do. And then now, the way we did it, we took victory formation in the student section part of the stadium of the toilet bowl. We won the victory formation. We didn't have to do any more plays. We're just going to take a knee and suck it, Columbus, you bunch of inbred jackasses. Oh, God, I love this team so much. I love this team so much. Thank God. Wow. I mean, can you, I mean, what? Seriously, Edwards. Two back-to-back runs, 75 yards and 85 yards? Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. And this is what we were expecting from the moment J.J. McCarthy took his first snap behind center. This is what we've all imagined Michigan football looking like offensively. Tell me it wasn't. Tell me we weren't thinking J.J. McCarthy at least 250, about three touchdowns every game. Oh my God, dude, that kid is cool. He is as cool as a cucumber. He never falters. He has like an award-winning smile. I mean, if I had a daughter, I'd want her to marry J.J. McCarthy. Hell, I have a son and I want him to marry J.J. McCarthy. Oh my God, what a... I love this team. I love the way it's constructed. I love all of it. Like I told you, the pressure... of efficiency when you only have three or four downs on each drive to make things happen, you started to see what the pressure of efficiency was doing to the Ohio State offense. And then on the other end, what it was doing to their defense, the pressure of efficiency. And that Michigan did exactly what we did last year. We slowed them down in the red zone, and we just let them go hog wild in between the 20s. But when they got into the red zone, they had to earn every damn point they got, and they did. I mean, big shout out to Mikey Samer still. Holy moly, that might have been the play of the game. Now I know there's many plays of the game, but his defensive play, knocking the ball out of Stover's hand for that touchdown was unbelievable. That knocked the wind completely out of Ohio, completely offensively. They couldn't handle it anymore. They couldn't do it. I mean, they were already acting unprofessional by 6 yards on the sideline, headbutting people, numerous unsportsmanlike penalties on all of them. C.J. Stroud just getting nervous, everything. And then Mikey Samer still knocking that ball out. And like I told you, how they were going to beat us, right? It was going to be some unknown person that you didn't really expect to have a big game, going to have a big game. And that Stover kid, if he were to catch that ball, that could have changed the tide. More than likely not, but it could have. But Mikey Samer still said, not today. Not in this memorable moment. Not today. standing on that sideline, giving them the halftime speeches about if you're going to win the national title. I know it was on the sideline, not the halftime, but give me a break here. I'm going off of just pure emotion at this point. Not today. If you're going to win this national title, we do it today. If we're going to win the national title, we have to play like this every cut. God, he's the greatest. I love this team. I love it. I love it. You're probably going to listen to other podcasts that give you stats and all this other baloney, but you're not going to find one that loves Michigan more than me. I love this team. What they were able to do this season has been miraculous. It's been amazing. It's been everything that you could ever want. A war-tested, a battle friendly fan base as we are, we have seen the worst in this 8 years of Harbaugh. We've been up and down. 2016 to the ridiculousness of 2017 to the 2020 to the ambush at the toilet bowl in 2018, the straight smackdown in 2019. We've seen it all. It's so sweet to win back-to-back games like this in the fashion that we did it. It's so sweet. It is just so sweet. And I told you, without Don Brown, Ryan Day ain't shit. He doesn't know how to do anything. He can't coach himself out of a wet paper bag. And he hires people who can't coach themselves out of a wet paper bag. But they can sure talk a lot of shit, right, Jim Knowles? Jim Knowles, you're from the Big 12. What do you know of defensive football? You know nothing. You know nothing. You're good for the Big 12. I think I saw a stat in rivalry games. In the like 4 or 5 rivalry games he's been in the last 5 years, his defenses give up around 30 to 40 points per game. And you're going to say you've been warned? What have we been warned about that we're going to boat race you? What have we been warned about, you moron? Oh my God, you're from the Big 12, dude. What do you know of defense? You know nothing of defense. Nothing. You played, first of all, your main rival when you were at Oklahoma State was Oklahoma. What do you know of defense? You didn't stop Oklahoma. Even if you beat them, they still scored like 40 points on you a game, you moron. Like, what do you know of defense? It's shocking to me. It is shocking. At least Jesse Minter was in the NFL. He's the greatest. Jesse Minter's the greatest. I mean, clowns of the game. Let's get to the clowns of the game. First of all, always and forever, it'll be Ryan Day for just being a mousy-looking motherfucker, right? Ryan Day, clown of the game. Number two clown of the game. Oh, mister, we warned you. Jim Knowles warned us. Can't wait to make a meme out of that one. I'm just going to get his meme, put his stupid face on there with the score with his meme. You've been warned, Michigan. You've been warned. We're going to allow you to score 43 points today. Oh, you've been warned. Or 45 points. We're going to let you score 45 points, Michigan. I came in here to stop the run. That's right. We gave up over 200 yards in the second half. That's what I do. I warn you. I'm going to give up 200 yards, and we're going to let you score 45 points on us. You've been warned. You've been warned, Michigan. I'm Jim Knowles, and I warn you. We're going to let you score 45 points, and we're going to let you in the second half run for over 200, 250 yards. That's right. They pay me to warn you, you morons. Yeah, that's it. That's Jim Knowles. That's my best impression of Jim Knowles. Another clown of the game. Third clown of the game is Joel Klatt. Joel Klatt, how could you call the game with so much of Ohio State's ding-dong crammed in your throat? I'm just curious. How do you call a game with that much girthy goodness all just jammed in the back, just tickling the tonsils? That's what I want to know. It's amazing. Ohio State. It's amazing how great they're stopping the run. Yeah. Oh my God, they stopped the run without our Heisman candidate in the game. Oh, shocker. And then our other guy had a hurt hand. And then all of a sudden he wakes up and what did they do? And still go back and watch it. It's right before Edwards runs for it, breaks the 75-yard touchdown run. Old Jimmy or whatever, Joel Klatt. Right, gets on and says, you know, this is why they brought Jim Knowles in. He's got to stop them, and he was brought in to stop the run. He stopped blah blah blah. Michigan's been playing with house money, and then boom, 75-yard touchdown run. It's just like, dude, I know you're from Colorado, all right, and I shouldn't shit on a dude who played at Colorado, but I'm from Colorado. Just in case you guys didn't know, I'm from Colorado, and that's an exact take that a Colorado graduate would have. It's a moronic take. It would be like saying, it's amazing how Michigan shut down the pass if C.J. Stroud wasn't even in the game. We still shut down the pass. I mean, to some, you know, for the most part, I mean, he threw for over 325 yards and two touchdowns or something like that, but he threw for 394 last year. And two touchdowns. You just let them be them. All you got to do is stop them in the red zone, man. Make them trade touchdowns for field goals. That's it. And then they'll panic. They take on the persona of their coach, just like every other douchey Big Ten team, like that chili eating cook off, stupid mother effer, Brett Bielema, the I'm going to show my pud whacker to everybody, Tom Allen, the ridiculous, stupid, moronic pawn shop owner, Mel Tucker, Mr. Cigar himself, the cult leader, PJ Fleck. I mean, Ryan Day fits this so perfectly. You would think Ohio would have some type of lame slogan on their helmet. He would be doing some chopping of the wood or some like karate chop or, you know, like swinging the bat because all we do is hit homers or some stupid, stupid slogan. Gosh, I don't know. I just hate Ryan Day so much. It's so great. We're going to hang 100 on you. Hey, Michigan, you've been warned. We've got something for you. You've been warned, Michigan. Oh, dude. Clowns of the game. Joel Klatten. I mean, next time, just tattoo an Ohio logo on your stupid head and just call it good. I mean, give me a break. Oh, they're so good. Oh, the way the run defense has just been working. Oh, my God. That's why they brought Jim Knowles in. Oh, to stop the run. Oh, my God. Oh, Joel Klatt. I used to like Joel Klatt. Well, I have a love-hate relationship with Joel Klatt. Same with I do with Cornelius Johnson, but I love him today. I love you today, CJ. You the man. So studs of the game, obviously, JJ McCarthy, right? I mean, 263, four touchdowns, three passing, one rushing, just being the absolute dog of a man he is. I mean, phenomenal game, okay? Donovan Edwards, hello, big dog. Where you been all year? Good to see you. Glad you're back. Okay, I don't know if any of this is going to make sense, but we're doing it anyway. One take, baby. Sainer still making, to me, the biggest defensive play of the game. Unbelievable. In my opinion, right up there with Daxon Hill. He may be better than Daxon Hill at the nickel, in my opinion. Just my opinion. I'm sure the stats don't back that up, but I'll be honest with you. You go from wide receiver to defensive star. Not a defensive good guy, defensive star. Not everybody can do that. That's a true dog right there. That is the hero of the game. I mean, CJ, big ups, big fella. Way to go. Way to play. And Colston Loveland is going to be the next Jake Butt. I know I've said it before, but write it down. Get ready. It's going to happen. Before Colston Loveland is gone, we are going to refer to him as the best tight end in Michigan history. And to me, the best currently is Jake Butt, or what is was Jake Butt. Plain and simple. Unbelievable game, guys. Unbelievable. This is I'm about to get off. I'm about to end the podcast, and I am going to go get wasted. Now, when I say wasted, they are going to write about this in the history books of people getting wasted. I'm not going to do this chocolate wasted kitty baloney. I'm going to get Adult wasted. I am going to get so wasted that I am screaming facts about the season to the wall in my underwear wasted. That's what kind of wasted I'm going to get tonight. I fully plan on regretting every moment of it tomorrow morning, but I am going to enjoy this game. I am going to maybe watch both 2021 and 2022 games tonight. That seems like a great night to me as I pound numerous alcoholic beverages. I might cry, I might scream, I might laugh. It's going to be one ugly affair, but love all together. Thank God my girlfriend is visiting family, and I have got the place all to myself because this is going to be embarrassing. But guys, it is so great to be a Michigan Wolverine right now. I don't give a crap who we play in the Big Ten title game. I don't care. It's going to be glorious. I can't wait to see how we deserve to be the number one team next Tuesday. What has Georgia done in the last month that says anything other than they deserve to be number one? There's nothing. They've done nothing. Nothing. They beat Georgia Tech today. Oh, ooh, 30-7. Ooh, boy, you beat Georgia Tech. Slow it down, fellas. Goodness. Whoa, you really outdid yourself beating Georgia Tech, who I think they still run the option. Georgia Tech still runs the option. How is this even a thing? So, Michigan should be the number one team in the nation. There's no other ifs, ands, buts about it. I think LSU can beat Georgia next week. I think Notre Dame's going to beat SC tonight. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see what's going to all break out. But I'll tell you one thing. Michigan just beat Ohio State for the second time in a row in the toilet bowl in front of all those big chubby-faced losers. We did it. We did it again. It is so, oh God, it's so great. It's so great. Oh God, I love this team. I love this team. I love this season. I love so much about this so far. We get another week. I told you, this is the playoffs, dog. This is the playoffs. From Illinois to the national title game. This is the playoffs because the way the country viewed us, no matter what, if we were to have lost any game from Illinois to the Big Ten title game, they will do everything in their power to get rid of us out of the top four. Boo in the Buckaroos. Can't wait to get rid of Michigan. And that's why we're in the playoffs. We're not only playing college football teams, we're also playing Boo and his Buckaroos. But damn it, we made a statement today. Holy shit, we made a statement today. Damn, this is great. This is just great. I am so happy right now, as we all should be. Guys, let's make this podcast episode the greatest podcast I've ever had. I want this one to crush numbers. You want to know the number one podcast so far this year out of all my podcasts? The reaction episode Maryland, for some reason. That one had hefty downloads. I want this one to crush it. Tell all your friends and family. I mean, this is a love affair. We're Michigan maniacs. We love the Michigan football rant. This is it. This is what we do. I called so many things this year. I've called we're going to the national title. We're going. I called that 8 years ago. I called it 8 years ago. We're doing it. We're doing this. Oh, I can't wait. Let's make this. Oh my God. You know what? Let's enjoy tonight. Let's just party it up and enjoy every last second of this because this was amazing. Guys, it really is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And go to Apple Podcast, to Spotify, to YouTube, like and subscribe, leave a review, do all that stuff. Hit me up.
and I will give you stickers, I will give you wristbands, I will give you all sorts of stuff when I get it. Right now I am in the middle of getting all this stuff taken care of, but because I'm so dang successful in my other job that I'm now one of the lead trainers and all this other kind of stuff, so I've got to do a lot of shit. So it makes me really busy, so it's kind of gumming up the works, right? But I promise I will take care of you guys. I will do the best I can to get you the merchandise you need. Just leave a great review. Just tell everybody you know about this podcast. Let's dominate. Let's enjoy tonight. God dang it, let's enjoy tonight. It is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. Oh my God, it is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. God. And always and forever, guys. Go Blue.